Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address the topic of looking for a job when you have a job.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with a question from someone who wants to look for a new job but fears the boss finding out, legitimate.
Uh-huh.
And during the second part of our podcast, we'll discuss what managers can do if they discover that one of their employees is job hunting.
Mm-mm. This is definitely a hot topic.
Yeah.
I mean, being open to new opportunities is an important part of anyone's career development, right? And at the same time, some bosses, and we know them, feel betrayed when an employee investigates other possibilities.
Yeah.
I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I've been at my current job for 5 years. It's been a great experience, but it's time to look for a better opportunity. I like my boss, but he is paranoid on this one issue. He's always saying that he's afraid one of us is going to leave. How do I look for a job in my industry without him finding out?
Very careful. It's kind of like having an affair. I mean, it's secretive. The good news is that the people you're interviewing with know, you know, that there's a confidentiality level involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first thing you should do is make sure on LinkedIn that where it says job, looking for a job, that you click that on.
Turn on that button.
Right. And your boss will not see that, only unless your boss is a recruiter and pays for that service. It's an expensive service, so only recruiters are, you know, looking. And it's a way that, you know, you could get a job without even trying by using that. So here's the thing that's really important. Never have your resume on your computer at work. It's got to be on your computer at home.
Well, how about job searching sites? You probably shouldn't use those.
All of it. It has to either be on your personal phone.
Yeah.
And don't do it when you're sitting at your desk. You don't know if you're going to get called away and it's going to show up on your phone.
Yeah.
Don't ever leave anything on a desktop on your computer that you may suddenly, you know, have to leave and somebody walks by and it lights up and then there it is. So you have to be very, very careful. You have to do this in the morning, in the evening, on the weekends. You really should not be job searching at your current job.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I think the other part of this is really consciously getting back into building your network.
That's
right.
That's a big part. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, and to understand that building your network is not an obvious job searching tactic.
Mm-hmm.
It, and more jobs, what is it? Something like still 65 to 75% of the jobs happen through personal connection by through somehow meeting someone who connects you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look at this as your real job is to get out there and build your connection so that you can hear about opportunities that come down the pike.
And there are certain people that maybe you've worked with before that have left the company that you're safe networking with. They're not going to go and gossip. Not everyone. Some people you can't trust. But the ones that you know you can trust, it's good to call them and let them know. Because if you see a job at a company that you like and you know somebody working there, I would contact that person and see if they could walk your resume in.
Right. But I think that's a really, really good point, that this is part of this process for you needs to be using your discriminating capabilities and understanding who can be, what's the word, discreet and who may not.
Who you can't trust. I mean, a client of mine called me recently, and he wanted someone to work on his resume, but he wanted it to be somebody who would never know anybody that he knows. And I did know the perfect person that is not in that circle.
Yeah.
And I understood what he was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you do have to be super, super careful, which I, you know, we understand I'm asking you to work more than you actually do work when you're in a job search, but that's what it requires.
That you just have, use that caution.
That you do it at home. So you get up a little earlier or work when you get home or at your lunch hour, you know, if you have your own laptop that you can bring with you.
Yeah.
Or your phone. You can do a lot of it on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say just to one way or another, something does happen where someone mentions to the boss that they noticed you were looking for work or you were talking to
someone. Well, you weren't
someone.
Looking. Someone reached out to you.
Right.
Always.
Ah.
I mean, people get poached.
I was a little slow to get that one. Really? What? You weren't? Yeah.
I wasn't looking. This opportunity.
Someone reached out to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah. Are these paranoid bosses common? Bosses that will say, please don't leave, or...
I think that they are there. There's a certain kind, and actually, we were talking about this earlier. I know many benevolent bosses, but mm-hmm. that their thing is about loyalty,
right?
And so, they will do a lot of things to try to keep you as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you going outside of their realm and looking for work feels like disloyalty.
Right.
But I know people that, you know, it depends on who you are as an employee.
Yes.
I mean, there are some bosses that are like, oh, thank God, because it is time for them to go. Or,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
I'm not really getting what I need. I think I can get somebody better.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe they just don't, they want to change.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes it's okay.
Right.
But you have to understand your circumstances. If you are very, very valued at the organization and they've invested in you.
Yeah.
I know. How many people have heard, oh, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Exactly.
Right.
Which is very manipulative, I think.
Yeah.
It's like a compliment guised as something
don't
else.
Ever leave me.
Don't ever leave. Right.
Well, that's an interesting point. But I think that it's true that in many high-pressure work situations, you give the most competent person the most work.
Right.
And
right.
so then the thought of them jumping ship
right.
feels like it's going to destroy you.
Right.
Even if
right.
it's not.
But I have right. a client right now who really would like to get rid of somebody, but he's made himself so indispensable.
Yeah.
And she was telling me that there are two things that he does that hold the company together. I'm not going to say what they are, that only he knows how to do. That's manipulative.
Ooh, yeah.
So
right. On the employee side.
Right. So she's working hard.
You can play that game.
That's right. She's working hard now to find people that can, you know, take over some of that work.
Yeah.
And that, so that he's not the only one that knows how to do that. So,
yeah.
And she'd be glad if he left. So, you know, it's
a tricky thing.
Yeah, there's not really one answer to this question.
No, and actually, I was just thinking, we often say that there's a certain kind of employee, the star, that mm-hmm. needs to always be able to move to the next level.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And we will often say that if we detect that a manager is trying to hold on to someone like that, we'll often encourage them to let go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because holding on means that just you will be blindsided, you know.
Right.
Because they're gonna
right.
know.
Yeah, I mean,
that
if
you don't
somebody
know.
Is that valuable, then you've got to give them a partnership or something mm-hmm. that they're not going to leave because they're financially tied in.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, everybody is replaceable, really.
Right.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
So but, you know, I've met a lot of bosses like this.
Yeah.
They invest in training
yeah.
and they get people up to speed and then want to start all over again. It's just not, it's a headache.
Especially small mm-hmm. business owners
yeah.
will
yeah.
invest. And I mean, I'm thinking of one particular person we know, you know, will like attend your wedding and
yeah.
invest in a personal way.
Sure.
And
yeah.
then if the employee leaves or does anything they don't like, then they feel really ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough. So to answer this particular question,
yeah.
you really have to, if you're going to enter a job search, you should get your networking 6 months in advance. You really should be working
yeah.
on your network.
Yeah.
And do it outside of work. I have a client who thinks she's in the corner. Nobody can see her computer. She faces everybody else. Her back, you know,
mm-hmm.
is to a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And applies for jobs at work. I don't think it's a good idea.
No.
I've seen too many people get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really doesn't look
good.
It's
not smart.
No.
No.
So do it at home. Do it on your own technology. Phone.
And your own time.
Yeah, and your own time. Yeah.
And there are services, I'm trying to remember the name of that service that we heard about, where you can work, they'll work with you on your resume and your positioning statement and all that stuff
mm-hmm.
that's outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot now.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of services like that. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's just talk about the other side of this, is let's discuss what managers can do if they discover that a member of their staff is looking for a new job. And I just had this come up with a client the other day where this employee went on vacation, and so he's now getting all her emails, and he saw that she's getting a job offer and that she's been applying to jobs. I mean, she's using the company email, right, which is dumb on many ways. I mean, everybody should have their own personal email anyway. Right. Yeah. So unless you own your company. So, you know, if she gets an offer and then it's on the company, because the minute she leaves, that email's cut off. I mean, you know, get your own email.
Logistics just doesn't make sense.
And he was actually glad to see it. He thought it was really kind of comical, and he's happy that she's going to be leaving. So for her, that didn't work out to backfire. Mm. But
is he going to confront her on it?
No.
No, he's going to help her.
He wants
get
her
to get a new job.
He wants her to move on, but he thought it was just really dumb. And, you know, if it's a valuable person, that you can be terminated for that.
Yeah.
For applying for jobs on company time, on company, what's it called? Their
property.
Right.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, so what can managers
do? What can a manager actually do?
You should address it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if let's say she was somebody I was in the middle of the road with, I may say, when you're applying for jobs, you really should use your own email, because the minute you leave her, I'm going to shut off your email, and you won't have your contract. You won't have any, you know, of the of what they sent you.
Yeah.
And also, just for future, don't, you know, use your own, get your own email. You shouldn't be using company property. And
what if it's someone you don't want to lose?
Well, I've never seen anyone when they've caught that. Like, I'm thinking of this one, another client who she walked by and saw the resume up.
Yeah.
She immediately fired her.
Yeah.
It was like in the middle of the day, and she should have been working, and she was applying for jobs, so she just let her go. She said, clearly, you don't want to be here.
I was thinking, we had another situation where the person left their resume in the printer, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a classic. Want to get caught.
Maybe on some unconscious level they do.
That's right. Exactly. They wanted to get caught. That's how I would.
They'd get out of the conversation of having to sit down and, you know, put in your 2 weeks or say that you want to leave.
Yeah. But you're saying if you discover it, you need to address it just to let them know
He's not addressing it, this particular client, because he's glad she's leaving.
Yeah.
But I think if you know, it's somebody who you're surprised or you really don't want them to leave, then I think you can address it and say, look, you were looking, job searching on company property, and I saw it, and I could fire you. I don't want to. Is there something we can do? You know, what are you looking for? Do you want more money? Do you want more opportunity? What can we do? Is there something here we can work out?
Yeah. Ooh.
And it may be that the person is, you know, just ready for a completely different culture. You know, you don't know, but you would enter that conversation to find out.
Right.
Yeah.
What you can do.
Right.
That's interesting.
And that may be after a good night's sleep.
Well, I was just thinking it could be if you're one of those possessive bosses, right, where they don't tell you because they know you're going to be mad, and then you discover it. That could be a very interesting professional challenge.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're ready for the lesson, if you're ready to
wake
up. Yeah,
well, like you're saying, to say what's really, find out what's happening here. Is there something that you would need to change here to stay if you wanted that person to stay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I have had clients that have just let it go. Okay, they're looking, so I'm not going to invest too much in them, and I know that they're going to go, and that's okay. I'll just start looking for my next person. I'm going to put feelers out. So it really depends on the situation. I mean, people don't stay forever, and that's not a weird thing. I mean, the manager doesn't stay forever either.
Right.
So one thing you could do is get your resume in shape if you discover your employee's resume.
Your resume should always be in shape, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Resting on your laurels is not a good thing. But anyway.
Yeah.
But actually, I think that's a really interesting notion, because sometimes you might be mad that someone's leaving because you wish you were leaving. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've seen that.
I'm sure.
Not that there's a solution to that, but it could be interesting. So if I'm a little shrinky for a moment, you could just stop and notice, what is your reaction here?
Mm-hmm.
And is it that you don't want them to leave? Is it that you don't like their deception? Or is it that you really wish you were doing the same thing?
Deep thought.
And we will leave you with that.
Yeah.
But here, I've said this a million times. I probably haven't said it recently, though, that always, you know, be open to recruiters calling and mm-hmm. talk to them and see what the opportunities are, because you just never know. You may not be interested, but you might, or you might know someone who might be interested. And your resume should always be up to date, because you just don't know when an opportunity is going to strike. That doesn't mean you were looking to leave your job. Right. But that's what the really, really successful people are always saying, you know, looking for the next opportunity. I mean, they may say for a while, wow, I'm really into this, and, you know, for like the next year, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
But they still are pretty sharp in terms of always being open to talk and look.
So, and don't let fear stop you from doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2. Follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our podcast email, please text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's all one word, at 228-28.
Finally, do not forget to send your questions and or stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.